entertained in the town. This is a humble office. What is represented on these jams is the crystallization of the role of black music as a functional organ in the struggle for national liberation. Dig on the title, Our Cable Line, which means Land of the Blacks, simply illustrating that Land of the Blacks is wherever black people are. Wherever we are is merely a stepping stone to the next level of perfection on the pyramid of our African progress. Our cable line is the unfolding of this progress as music meaning. It is sound feeling or red, black, and green dancing on the rainbow of our unlimited black imagination. As for the more conscious element of the music circle, we must begin to understand it is our responsibility and duty to be in constant search of stronger and better means of amplifying, radiating, and raising the level of consciousness of our people. To say we play black music is an insufficient claim if it is not accompanied by a criteria with which we can measure the degree of effectiveness or ineffectiveness of our end products. We must begin to view our musical compositions as vessels through which concerts become conscious conversation and our records repositories of positive black images. As Maulana teaches, the truth is that which needs to be told, and true creation is that which needs to be created. And what we need to create is black images which speak to and inspire our people. To do this, we must always understand that our work must be 1, collective, 2, functional, 3, committed. Black music will survive and grow simply because black people will survive and grow. We will get bigger and better as we begin to sharpen our ability to understand and be able to dissect the truth from the trick. And once this process is intensified, identity and purpose is directed to the end result as we move from the
talking about you black people. talking about you, talking about organizing, talking about unifying, talking about you, black people, talking about going back to self, talking about that, talking about us, us, us going back to self, black people, organizing and unifying and organizing, unifying, organizing. Going back to self, to our beautiful black natural self, ourself, in the land of our cable line. Back to Africa, 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 back. Thank you.
meillä hänet on ollut. Todennäköisesti niin kauan kuin tätä koskea on ollut. Taikka sanotaan niin, että ainakin satoja vuosia. Hän lähti tästä koivusta paljon liikkeelle. Hän tällä koivulla on noin 10 metrin bioenergiakenttä. Säde 20 metriä. Hän on siinä tilassa, missä hän on. Erään kerran, kun olin täällä Koskella hyvin herkän kaverin kanssa, niin hän tuolta kaukaa valtiin taasti näkyy, että valtiin istui tuolla takana olevalla kivellä ja varmaan olivat perissä.
Thank you. And then it goes, there's no more messages by, you said your name. And she said, oh, please try that later.
What was the message?
The woman says something about the phone. It's got something it says about the phone.
Yeah.
And then she says, this person. And then she goes, this person's got something to say to you. And you say your name. Your name comes, let me say, Patrick, let me say. And then it says, the answer phone is full. Please try that later. And it just goes on. So.
I said, nah, I said, I ain't going to go into the beer after, I want to go to the States.
Mm-hmm.
So what does he say tonight? He goes, yeah, we're going on holiday again next month, then I'm not going to go nowhere next year, we're going to go to the States.
Mm-hmm.
They fucking ain't, mate, I tell you. Could you imagine 8 hours in a plane with that cunt? Jesus Christ, man, it'd be a hijack. I'd tell the pilot to turn round, get rid of that cunt, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's a fucking nutter. All right, then. All right, then. Yeah, no doubt. See you later. All right.
I'll get rid of it, I'll throw it. At least in a fight now, I'll exert myself. Thank you. examined and all the rest, and I was tested. I've got the most tested fanny in the world.
Have you really? Is this still as beautiful as it used to be?
You're disgusting.
Why are you disgusting?
Because I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No.
Well, I know you don't like it, but it's not there for you. You're an incidental, actually.
I know, right, thank you.
Oh, could I really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Right,
like,
could I
have a kiss? I was about to say, you just beat me to that.
Anyway, to cut long story short, they did every test under the sun, and they found absolutely nothing. It was all fine. And it's all gone away, but of course I couldn't go back on it after that, even for the end of my year.
Right.
And that was that. So ever since then, I've just said, right, willing to move.
An RF wave police incident.
Right.
And the way that works
is
that
the
wavelength is always related to the frequency.
Right.
And so if you know the wavelength, you know the frequency. And the wavelength which resonates or shakes something is always the same as its wavelength. So we can work out which the resonant frequencies, for example, would resonate the human skull. And we found that by some unfortunate mischance, the frequency range we have chosen for mobile phones is precisely the same frequency which resonates the human skull. And that is going to lead to a great deal of research, I think, as people wonder whether these mobile phones are harmful or not. Now, way back in 1924, there was a man called Albert Abrams who suggested and used the idea that radio frequencies could be used to diagnose illness and even to create illness or even to cure illness. And he is the original inventor of what was called the black box. Now, nobody really believed him in the medical fraternity. And he died, although he was a very brilliant man, and he died in somewhat ignominious circumstances. But the president of the Royal Society of Medicine at that time, in 1924 or 5, said the most remarkable statement. He said, there will come a time when every important person will carry around with them a portable cordless telephone. And in that day, on that day, then everyone will begin to realize the importance of Albert Abrams and his work. Now, he said that in 1924, but it's only today, of course, that we're getting mobile phones. And that prediction is beginning to come true. We are finding that the resonant frequencies of RF radiations can probably cause brain tumors. They can weaken the barrier between the blood and the brain so that that's made permeable, which causes hemorrhages. And all of these radio frequencies are having a much more damaging effect on our long-term health than we at first thought. Thank you.
Nine nights. Raw.
Hold on.